Proclamation number 16, a 1 of 7 September 1940. Wholeness of power of the divine love. Reason for creation. Divine love flows to God's creatures in undiminished abundance of strength, and it will never diminish or be used up through increased utilization. For it is the divinity itself which expresses itself, and God is without beginning and without end. Thus his emanation must also be without beginning and without end. That is, it cannot be brought into measure and form, it cannot be limited in time and space, it must be always and eternally, this infinite, it must surpass all human conceptions, it must be unsurpassable in its effect, just as it is unimaginable in its omnipotence. Nothing could exist without divine love. Everything visible to people's eyes is a product of divine love. All life, all beings, the whole of creation has emerged from God's infinite love. And so, the human beings stand in the midst of love. Everything that comes into contact with him is likewise God's labor of love. And what is visible to him directly and indirectly conveys divine love to him. Hence, everything is born of love. God himself is the never-ending source from which divine love flows in ever-constant abundance. This must be understood beforehand in order to be able to understand and appreciate the full extent of Christ's sacrificial death for the whole of creation. All spiritual beings emanated from God, created by him out of immense love. His power wanted to communicate itself to those spiritual beings in order to make those created by him happy. The spiritual being was the product of his love. It was therefore able to feel the spiritual being in exactly the same way. It was able to express itself in the same way. That is, it could likewise let its loving will take on form. And consequently, the creation was an incomparably blissful process which completely corresponded to God's will. For the first created spiritual being repeatedly turned towards the fundamental strength, and thus consciously worked with God and from God. Subsequently, however, this spiritual being separated itself from God and determined all its spiritual products to turn away from God as well. This spiritual being took the power of love, which constantly flowed towards it from God, for itself. It demanded love from its beings, and thus the spiritual being sought to divert the power from God to itself, to increase its own power and to withhold it from God. This was a beginning which was inadmissible and meant an unlawful appropriation of that what had come forth from God, the spiritual substance from God. At the same time, however, it was an impossible beginning, for the original power of God cannot be fragmented. It always and eternally remains indivisible and is inseparable from God. But the will of such an appropriation of that which is of God was immediately accomplished. This apostasy from God underlies the entire work of creation, and it determined the divine will to intervene according to plan, which acted contrary to the apostate spirit's intention. And God's wisdom, love and omnipotence gave rise to works which were intended to bring about the apostate spirit's final return. The task of creation is therefore to lead all spiritual things back to their origin, for without divine love nothing can exist. Divine love is the original substance of all that exists. However, the desire to distance oneself from God, which is the conscious opposition to God, is at the same time a rejection and desire of divine love in that the spiritual claims love, since otherwise it would not exist, but on the other hand wants to reject it in its arrogant assumption that it can exist without divine love. But God continued to give the spiritual being the strength from himself, his flow of love, but demanded its return to the place of origin, and since this desire was not voluntarily fulfilled, it inevitably had to be brought close to God again through the path through all creation, and God's greater than great love made the path of return easier for the spiritual being by only giving it a short period of time, since it was allowed to call free will its own again, and during this short period of time, it was granted all conceivable help to accomplish its approach to God. God himself showed the being the way how it can come to complete union with God, because God's love has seized his beings with all intimacy and does not want to lose any of these beings. And thus, he demonstrated the last earthly path to his living creations and showed them the strength and power of love, which intimately unites the being with God that emerged from God again, and shapes the being into a happiness-perceiving and happiness-giving bearer of light, so that it can create and shape again as it is its actual destiny from eternity. Amen.